Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast for Wednesday evening, March 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
AEIVCICTOIASA Infracore SA publishes audit 2025 results and AGM proposals. Infracore SA, a Swiss healthcare real estate company, releases its audit 2025 results and AGM proposals. The company generated CHF 66.1 million in rental income and CHF 82.5 million in total revenue. EBITDA reached CHF 76.7 million with a 93.0% margin. The board proposes two new members, Dr. Stefan Taylor and Celine Amadrous, for election. Infracore emphasizes its high occupancy rate of 98.7% and plans to strengthen its independent board representation. Infracore.
Beeline Holdings, BLNENE, sets March 30th call to review Q4 results, including a $100 million run rate by December 2027. Beeline Holdings will host a stakeholder call on March 30th to discuss Q4 2025 financial results and operational updates. The company reported quarterly double-digit revenue growth in 2025 and ended the year with over $50 million in balance sheet equity and no corporate debt. Beeline is scaling an AI-driven mortgage platform designed to shorten closing times and lower origination costs, and is expanding core mortgage, title, and home equity offerings heading into 2026.
Investor news breaks. TYTL Corp closes seed funding round, announces partnerships with Beeline Holdings and Anchorage Digital. TYTL Corp, a residential real estate tokenization platform, has closed a seed funding round led by Strobe Ventures and Fifth Era. The company also announced partnerships with Beeline Holdings and Anchorage Digital Bank. TYTL's platform offers homeowners a debt-free way to access equity by selling fractional ownership interests in residential properties. These interests are recorded through traditional deed processes and published on-chain using Solana-based infrastructure.
Steve Marchinuk, why this founder stopped pitching publications and built his own instead. Steve Marchinuk, with 15 years of experience in digital media and PR technology, shifted his focus from pitching to building Kikru Media. Recognizing the struggle smaller companies face in getting coverage, Marchinuk now operates six niche industry publications focused on real estate. Kikru's model emphasizes expert-sourced qualitative intelligence and strategic content distribution, offering a new approach to media coverage in crowded markets.
Brendan McKay leads charges BAC and NAM Unite for Capitol Hill event. Brendan McKay leads the charge as BAC and NAM Unite for a groundbreaking event partnership. The joint advocacy fly-in event, Advocacy in Action, Better Together, will bring independent mortgage brokers to Washington, D.C. from April 20th to 22nd, 2026. McKay's proven results and emphasis on unity highlight the importance of collective action in shaping policy decisions affecting brokers and home buyers.
Lisa Wright, Walmart drone delivery expansion validizes Landing's rural air mobility infrastructure strategy. Walmart's drone delivery expansion into rural areas validates Landing's rural air mobility infrastructure strategy. Lisa Wright, founder and CEO of Landings, sees Walmart's move as confirmation of the need for vertiport infrastructure in communities facing logistical constraints. Major retailers like Walmart, Zipline, and Wing are deploying drone delivery systems, proving the demand for multiple use cases in rural markets. Landings aims to build a network of 2,000-plus vertiports across North America to support advanced air mobility.
Unfortunately, Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.